رب العرش العظيم، لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات والأرض ورب العرش الكريم. And then make dua to Allah. And then see inshallah whatever difficulties we have, how they are removed. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. And for the whole, for everyone in whichever way he has contributed, that we see this beautiful occasion when students are completing here. Today, mashallah, the two students have completed Bukhari Sharif. Seven students completing Hifz. Seven are now completing Hifz. And the girls, and when he was present, people like Mufti Shafi Sahib, people like Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Sahib, nobody else would speak. Khaja Sahib will speak. What? This connection with Ahlullah. So how important that is. So he asked Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that Hazrat, when zikr will do everything, Buzurgani Deen, and bring the reality of Deen into us, and then see what Deen has got to, what got to offer, and get the enjoyment and the pleasure and the great power of Deen. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum controlled the world. How? Not with maths and science, not with language, not with of our work is finished. Yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yuallimuhum alkitab wal hikmah. Yuzakkihim is still balanced. If the Hafiz reads in Ramzan, Rabbana wa ba'ath fihim rasulam minhum, yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yuallimuhum alkitab wal hikmah, innaka antal azizul hakim, Luqma will come. Hafiz Ab, you forgot. That is what is Deen. Then we'll get the enjoyment of Deen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamd.
He will come and we will see how we will honor and respect women.
Wa akhiru da'wana anil
hamd. Our day is war. So we should read this also. A'udhu billahi sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan.
That were revealed when, according to some narrations, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent somebody to invite Hazrat Wahshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Islam. Hazrat Wahshi was the person who had martyred Hazrat Hamza, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he also chewed his liver. Tasahala yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. That Allah does not forgive a person who commits shirk, who associates partners with Allah. But besides that, all other sins Allah will forgive whom Allah wants to. So he said, in here there is a condition. I don't know if Allah will pay Allah Ta'ala. So matter what sins a person might have committed, he must never lose hope. Just turn to Allah, ask for forgiveness, and Allah will definitely forgive him. So Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ کہہ دے اے بندے میرے جنہوں نے کی زیادتی کی ہے اپنی جان پر. 10 filling stations, 20 blocks of flats, 20 farms we are giving you. But when Allah forgives, Allah Ta'ala converts your sins into good deeds. Allah Ta'ala showers His great, great mercies upon you. All Allah wants, come back to me, make tawbah, istighfar, and see what mercies I will shower upon you. That is a person, till the time, the clear signs of maut are not on a person. Sakarat has not come on a person, his tawbah is accepted by Allah. Till Qiyamah does not come, tawbah is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So a person shouldn't delay, he should make tawbah. So Allah says, before that time my azab can come, you or some other calamity that Allah inflicts upon you, that you meet up with an accident, you suffer a stroke, you become paralyzed, etc. Before that time, make tawbah sincere to Allah Ta'ala and follow His teachings. In these ayat, what a beautiful way Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has invited towards Him.
These wrong ideologies, see that doesn't taint your iman. They used to say the month of Safar is a bad luck month. The month of Safar is no good for men. This is a wrong belief and all types of superstition. And our Hazrat teaches us, we must not think that was the days of Jahiliyyah. Today also you see good people, Dada, Nana, the bad luck is what you, if you only take a lesson. Your bad actions bring repercussions upon you. And in Islam there's nothing like bad luck. Islam is a positive religion. But when we disobey Allah, repercussions come upon us. So they say, if you only take a lesson, Allah says, "Ainzu kitu, balantum komu musrifun." You are going beyond progress to become a Muslim. You can become progress to become a mu'min, then a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what stages you can reach, the malaika will envy us. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding. And wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا
وشفيعنا الرحيم. إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذا أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون. Previously Allah explained the condition of the people of Makkah, the non-believers, and particularly the condition of Walid bin Mughira, a wealthy family, well-off family. But the children had different ideas. One of the sons advised them also, don't do this. But they were adamant that we are not going to give the poor anything. We are more in need of it. And this was what happens. A person, his standard of living, he makes it more higher than he needs more. He reminds them of that. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَسْرِمُنَّهَا مُسْبِحِينَ. جَبْ اُن سَبْ نے قَسَمْ کھائی کہ اس کا میوہ توڑیں گے صبح ہوتے. When they had made a mashura, though one of them, he advised them, don't do this, give the poor also. But they forced him and he also agreed, and they thought they'll go towards this visitor. It was a whirlwind, it was a storm that had come with lightning, and it burned everything to the ground. They were just yesterday, last night they saw the orchard so lush and green and the fruit so beautiful. And tomorrow morning we're going to pick our food so that we don't have to give them anything. Hurry up quickly, they whispered to one another, let us go quickly. فَانْطَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. پھر چلے اور آپس میں کہتے تھے چپکے چپکے. And then they started walking, rushing, going now. They want to take their fruit. And they were saying to one another secretly, نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. نہیں, ہماری تو قسمت پھوٹ گئی. What has happened? That whatever our taqdeer, we are destroyed. Our farm, look at it, what has become. So like this, we have to take a lesson also. Always keep a share of the poor. Many of us, especially beggars that come, we don't know, we turn them away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من خير معاش الناس لهم رجل يمسك بعنان فرسه في سبيل الله يطير على متنه. In the path of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, or that he will die himself, or that he will become a shaheed. And even going in jihad, from dying a normal death, is also the value of jihad. And then actually to be slain by the non-believers and to die as a shaheed, that reward also is much. Giving his zakat, worshipping Allah Ta'ala, until finally maut comes and overtakes him. So either a person is ready for jihad all the time, that is the greatest form of ibadat, and he is defending Islam and the Muslims. Wherever he hears something is wrong, he is there to defend them. Or the other is a person who frees. It is so big, from the earth to the sky, so big, 100 times this amount. This will be for the mujahid, how great reward Allah Ta'ala will bless him with. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه says, that person who separates himself from people and makes great ibadat of Allah, he will get great, great stages. Then what to say about the mujahid? So we don't have the right to run down anyone whatsoever. There is place for everyone in the house of Allah and in the Jannat for Allah Ta'ala. We must not run down anyone. Jannat that has got 100 stages in it. مَا بَيْنَ كُلَّ دَرَجَتَيْنَ كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And between any two stages, the distance is between the earth and the skies. So big will that Jannat be. قَالَ وَمَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Then Hazrat Abu Sa'id says, and what is that? For who eat places? How happy doesn't he get? So we also should make our target the highest places of Jannat and jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala.
is such a jannat that has got 100 stages in it, separate from the other jannat which is there for the ordinary people of Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Sallam said, ahlaktum.